But right now, we're actually going to bring in Representative Todd Lippert. Todd Lippert, 20B is the district down south of the metro area, I believe Northfield and Points West. He is a part of the Environmental and Natural Resources Finance and Policy Committee, Climate Energy Finance and Policy, Ag Finance and Policy Committee, and we're bringing him on. We're going to just talk, we're going to start at least talking about a good story that we do need to recognize is with a good fight and the DFL standing up, we've got clean car standards. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency is moving forward with them. The Republicans tried to stop them by trying to sabotage the environmental bill this year, but it didn't work. And we are actually going to give you better choices when it comes to your vehicle. It's not, we're not, no one's getting forced a vehicle on them. You, it's a free market. It's a capitalist society. You will be able to buy more electric vehicles. You'll have more options there in the future. Thank you very, very much. Representative, thank you very much for the time. I do appreciate it today.
Good afternoon. It's good to be with you.
Good to have you with us. This has been a long fight because, dear Lord, I mean, as I mentioned about the smoke this at the beginning of the show here, we don't need any more evidence that climate change is real, that we need to actually start weaning ourselves off these fossil fuels and get into a more sustainable energy policy. But yet the Republicans have dragged their heels on any kind of clean car or clean energy policy, and it's been very frustrating, I imagine, for you especially.
Yeah, it has been. It has been a big fight, a long fight. And, you know, today's air is just more evidence that we have to be acting on climate change. I would say to a certain extent, it's a manufactured fight too. There's industry got involved here. The Center for the American Experiment, the Koch brothers, they were essentially manufacturing a crisis around this policy. And this is a policy that Minnesotans want. It's something that we need for our state. So it's a big victory that we put in place. It's the biggest thing we can do in the transportation sector to be reducing our emissions, our carbon emissions. So it's great we have it in place. The DFL stood strong, the governor stood strong, and it's an important way for us to be able to lead as a state, and Minnesotans will have access to more electric vehicles, something my constituents have been calling for. This is a very good story for our state.
You know, it's funny you say that because, you know, you go over to, like, I'll meet with like a car dealer that sells electric vehicles. And they're like, oh, we don't need to advertise. We've got a backlog of orders of 10 months or a year or 2 years right now. And it just crosses your mind. If these are this popular, and they are, I mean, people want these cars. They want the option of having a clean car, an electric vehicle available to them. We have the infrastructure going in place. There's parking ramps downtown that have them. There are parking ramps across the state that have them. Even in Hopkins, right across from the public library, you can plug in an electric vehicle if you have one. You have the infrastructure being built. People want the option, but it is kind of ludicrous that it's been so difficult for people to say a product in such high demand, not have more people say, yeah, let's get more product to market there.
No, that's absolutely right. I had a constituent come to me and said, you know, I just visited a friend of mine in New Mexico. They have a new Hyundai electric vehicle. And so I went and I thought, I'm going to get one of those myself. And I went to the Hyundai dealer in Twin Cities and it wasn't available. And she said, what's going on? Why is this? Why can't we have access to the electric vehicles that I want and that are available in other places? And so, with the implementation of these clean car rules, we will make sure in Minnesota that we have access to the electric vehicles we need. We have to make this transition. We have to make this quickly, to those electric vehicles. And though people who have electric vehicles love them, yeah. More and more people want them. Mm-hmm. I'm in a more rural area. I know that as the Ford F-150 Lightning, that new electric vehicle, that electric truck that Ford's putting out, is, you know, available, that people are going to want that truck because it's outperforming trucks that run on diesel and gas. So this is big, and we need to make sure that EVs are available.
And I just think about you and what you do in a campaign season, and you're running your district, and 20B, you know, it's got a little east-west size to it, but still, being able to have an electric vehicle, you can go across, I mean, it becomes a talking point. You can even, here, if you're in one, look at my vehicle here, look at my truck, look at my car that I'm driving right now. We were able to get these out there, and no one's going to force one on you, but if you want to buy one, you can too, and it works great. I think that's, you know, the kind of the real tangible And I'm not necessarily talking about campaigning, but being able to show people, here, this is what we did, and now you have choices. I think that that's, for you, A, getting around your district, and B, to be able to show your constituents what you've been able to do. That's a win-win.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. One, at the press conference that Governor Walz held, my colleague, Chair Hansen, who chairs the Environment and Natural Resources Committee, arrived in bib overalls, camo bib overalls that he wears when he's hunting and fishing. And everyone else is in suits. But Chair Hansen said, electric vehicles are also for people who look like me. It's for EVs are for people all across the state. They're really practical. The technology is here. And it's time for us to start making that transition. So I think we will be able to tell that story, show how EVs are making a difference, how they're good for Minnesotans across the state. And that's going to be an exciting thing to see that progress and see that transition happening.
And I want to keep hammering this home because this – and I think part of this was just because of the belligerence of the Republicans and the stunned nature of Representative Hansen. By the way, I did post that picture of him at the press conference on social media. If you have – go look at my Twitter feed. You'll see Representative Hansen out there in the bib overalls. A great shot. But once again, this was simply the Republicans saying to the people of Minnesota – we do not even want you to have the choice of buying one of these vehicles. We are going to force you to either buy a diesel vehicle or a gas vehicle. Those are your only two options because we don't believe, I guess, in the free market system and capitalism. And that was kind of ludicrous because that's this country. You're supposed to have options and choices, and you shouldn't have people out there basically in the pocket of an industry so much that they're denying people a product which is readily available in most other states and is a product that people want. And that is it's a shame the Republicans took that anti-capitalism, anti-free market standard, and I'm glad you guys stood up to them on that.
Yeah, the Republicans are really painting themselves into a corner because one thing that was abundantly clear to us as we were negotiating throughout this session or doing work throughout this session is that we were trying to work with a party that doesn't believe in climate change at all. And has painted themselves in a corner around that. And when you do that, when the market starts shifting and public opinion is definitely shifting on climate, you can't respond without, they can't respond without alienating part of their base that they've been nurturing on this issue too. So public opinion is moving. People want these choices. They know just by walking outside today and breathing the air that we have to respond to climate change. And we've been trying to respond, not just in clean cars, but respond across the state budget. One area that I do work in is also in agriculture and forestry. Wanted to make sure that we're responding to climate change in agriculture, having our forests be the strongest partner they can be for responding to climate change. And one thing we were able to pass as an example in the forestry space was a carbon sequestration goal for forestry to get the DNR to set a goal for how much carbon our forests could sequester. Mm-hmm. But we had to erase climate out of that bill to be able to get the Republicans to get on board. And we shouldn't have to do that because we know this is a crisis that both parties have to be responding to.
This is me saying this, not you, Representative. That's 5-year-old crap. And that's just, you can't say that word. Oh, please. I will say this, though, getting away necessarily from the partisan nature of this, as the DFL moves forward, okay, big win here. And once again, this hinged on the ruling that the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency can control this issue. And now that it's moving forward, it's really not going to move back. Even if a Republican came into office, if you have people that are starting to sell cars, you're not going to get those people saying, okay, I'm not going to go back to my customers and say no now. But the reality is we got a lot of other issues. You talked about the carbon in the forests here. What are some of the other issues that the DFL, in your mind, are high priorities for you that you'd say, you know what, expansion of wind farms, alternative power options? What are you looking at in regards to the next step? Let's tackle this climate change issue.
So we need to be responding across our economy. And the Climate Action Caucus actually put forward a House Climate Action Plan on this. So we need more renewable energy in the utility sector. We need in our built environment with our homes. They have to be as efficient as possible. We need a massive energy efficiency program in our state. I'm bringing in natural climate solutions. We need to plant millions more trees. I was excited that we were able to get funding for planting millions more trees in the state of Minnesota. And then we need in the agriculture space for agriculture to be moving into a more regenerative area to keep the land covered more of the time so the plants are doing their work and putting pulling carbon out of the air, putting it in the ground. We also have to be reducing methane emissions too. So we have to have an all-of-the-above approach in mitigating climate change, and it's going to take a lot of work.
I want to bring up one other issue. And by the way, once again, I want to make sure I very clearly say congratulations. This is a nice win. These clean car standards have now are going into effect. We're moving forward on this. But I did want to bring up, since I do have you here and considering the nature of what you deal with in regards to the environment, the story, we brought it up yesterday. We talked about, first, there was the leak on the Willow River. Now there was three holes that Enbridge somehow punched into the Mississippi River, where there was not only was there this drilling fluid leaking, but now an unspecified chemical, and I believe the chemical name was PolySelect Power Packs L, was being discovered there, which is apparently dangerous enough to where even the environment, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, was saying, get out of the water, don't get near it. Now, Bring Me the News says there has been other eight additional sites along the pipeline's route, so I'm guessing another five with those three from the Mississippi that have had some fluid releases here. I said this yesterday. Didn't they do surveys before they started digging? I can't figure out why they're having such problems here, but I know that there is a little concern with the DFL and some of the environmental congresspeople and senators at what exactly is going on and why they're continuing to have these problems with the drilling process, not with oil, just the drilling, the building of the pipeline.
Yeah, this is a concern. So, first thing I would say is that I'm against Line 3. I don't think we need to be building pipelines. We need to be building out our renewable energy infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, we have to make sure that Enbridge is acting responsibly and that we're holding Enbridge accountable. And so there were roughly 30 DFL senators and House members that signed a letter asking the PCA and the DNR for specific information and writing about what's happening with these bills. And I was part of a group of legislators that met with the agencies today to get more information. And so we're letting them know that we're watching this very closely and that it's extremely important that we're holding this large company accountable to protect our environment, to protect our rivers, especially in this time of drought. So we'll keep working to get as much information as possible what's going on and to make sure that we're holding Enbridge accountable.
Well, I hope you can get to the bottom of this because, like I said, you're just doing the digging part now. You're supposed to have surveys telling you where to dig, and you clearly are certainly having some serious problems there. Obviously, I'm hoping the legislature looks into it and asks, at least maybe pauses it and say, okay, show us what you're doing, and I hope that that's the case. I know that, obviously, this is for you in the process. You're at the beginning here, but I hope you guys pull a full investigation on this. Congratulations, Representative, once again, on the clean car rules. That is a huge win for Minnesotans, a huge win for the consumer who can now choose to get a car if they so desire, and hopefully the beginning of some more common sense green energy policy, which will help deal with, just look outside right now, the climate change we can no longer deny is going on in a god-awful manner right now in this country. Thank you very much for all the work you did on that.
Well, thank you, and thanks for your focus on it. It is a huge win, and we need to keep building this momentum. And when we put climate solutions in place, we start seeing virtuous cycles. It's a multiplier effect of the good things that start happening. So I'm excited that we have this win.
20B, Representative Todd Lippert, kind enough to join us. Thank you very much, Representative. All my best.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
Take care. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.